What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Process Podcast. Today we are diving into a topic that we are very passionate about, so passionate that we took our regular weakness-wide programming, developed it into Compete, and then we even got people that really wanted to dive deeper, and so we created individualized design or one-on-one coaching. We kind of use those names mixed between because some people might not know what that means, but today's topic is on why would someone, whoever, need individualized programming and coaching? And to help me talk about this, we're just going to jam on this for a little while, is Faith Farley. She is one of our one-on-one individualized coaches as well with the process, but her background is pretty unique and different, and she comes with a different set of skill sets than any of our other individualized coaches as well. So I want to kind of get her perspective and take on this and maybe why she wanted to jump on the team to just help in that perspective as well. So Faith, welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
Back again. So this is our second podcast you're doing today. She's still in town with us, but you guys are going to be hearing this a couple weeks from now whenever we launch this podcast. But like I said, today we're going to be talking about why would somebody need individualized programming and coaching. So to give you guys just a little bit of a background, or actually I'm going to let Faith do this. What is individualized programming and coaching? What is that for those people who don't even know?
So it's what it sounds like. You get programming or coaching tailored specifically to your needs. So it's 100% unique. You talk to your coach over like Skype or phone or however your coach wants to do it. You tell them what your goals are, what your weaknesses are, what your strengths are, how many days a week you want to train, how many minutes you want to be in the gym, what your rest days look like, and we tailor a program to fit your lifestyle and your needs and your goals. Super effective. You get some accountability with it because you have a coach who checks in on you, and you just become a fitter version of yourself because it's what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, and you know, a good way to kind of look at this, obviously, over the last 10 years, you know, back whenever I started even getting into fitness, you know, the functional fitness scene wasn't even around. It was more of you had your group classes, which were like boot camps or like spin studios or stuff like that that has been around for a while. Yeah, Zumba, right? Step class, all that kind of stuff. Or you had like people that would go into the regular gym, kind of like open gym style, right? You just go in and you do your own thing, all the machines, all the weights, whatever you want to do, right? And then you had personal training, right? Which that's how I kind of got started into fitness. What about you? Did you do any personal training or?
I had a personal trainer in high school.
Okay.
But I never really personal trained anyone. I wrote some programs for people before I started working with the process. Just like on a Word document and send it over to them, but I never really wanted to meet with people one-on-one.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and effort and emotional support that way too. But yeah, so that's kind of how I got started into the fitness realm or using that passion to kind of help make some money too, right? Is like you fall in love with getting fit yourself and like going to the gym and doing those things, and then you just want to help people get in shape as well and obviously make some money from it. So it's like two positive things, right? You're making money, you're helping change your positive life. But, you know, so we had those things, but one of the biggest things I think that was hesitant for people was things like cost, or they didn't want to look like they needed help, right? Or like they didn't know what to do. So that was kind of back in the day, you know, like I said, before functional fitness, then kind of functional fitness, CrossFit, whatever you want to coin it as, started kind of getting more popular, this like open gym concept of, you know, moving around and slinging barbells and doing more pull-ups and running outside, mixing all that stuff together, and like now having some type of like task or time priority behind that. And, you know, you've seen this rise of individualized coaches, which I think is great because, especially like I said too, back in the day, price was one of the biggest things that like sparked people away from even doing individual design, doing personal training, right? How much did you have to pay? Do you remember when you had a personal trainer?
Like $50 a session.
Yeah. And back when I started, right when I got out of college, I went to kind of a personal training studio and they said, hey, you can make whatever price you want, but just so you know, average is $60 an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I want to be average. Like, I don't want to be the highest, but I don't want to be the lowest either, because somebody might not bat an eye at that and say, well, they're undervaluing their services, or they're cheaper, so they're not as good, right? So I just I cut it right at $60 an hour. But if you think about that, if you train with somebody, $60 an hour, and they only do 1 hour a week, first of all, we know that they're not getting shit out of it, right? Because the other 5 days, 6 days a week, they're like not doing much. They're probably eating like crap. They're not holding themselves accountable. But either way, it's big to differ. That's a whole other rabbit hole. So $60 an hour for 4 hours a week, or sorry, for 4 hours a month, 1 hour a week.
240.
That comes out to be $240 a month. And that's only for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are willing to spend the price on it because they saw the value of what those 4 hours were like. But that's also like, how long can you hold that price for, right? Right. And that's only 1 hour a week. There were people that were doing 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, yeah. How long were you doing it? Or how many days a week?
Twice a week.
So twice a week. Yeah. And it's like, you can't hold that up forever.
Sorry, Mom.
I was like, that was back in the day when you could, you know, carry around that card and just be like, charge it to my mom, please. But, you know, that's kind of one of the biggest stipulations now. But, you know, individualized programming nowadays is really nice. I mean, talk to people first about how do we set up individualized programming for somebody if they come to us or if they want individualized, that personal attention. How do we kind of run them through that?
So, kind of just if you had a personal trainer back in the day and you met with someone face to face and sat down for an hour and kind of told them your goals, we do the same thing, but it'll be, like a webinar, Zoom meeting, Skype meeting, FaceTime, whatever platform you want to use, or just a phone call. We kind of sit down, like I said earlier, talk about your goals, how many days a week you want to train, if you have anything you're like working towards, your weaknesses, what you like, what you don't like, etc. And we'll put together a plan that fits your lifestyle and your wants, and it's something that you enjoy and that you'll stick to.
And are people doing this with you in person?
I have one guy that lives in my town that does it, so I meet with him periodically and like maybe help them go over some technique, or I might jump in and do a workout with them just to kind of give them some added accountability. And it's always more fun to work out with someone. So I do that with one person in my town, but then have people, you know, throughout the country that are not in my town, but we meet up once a month over like FaceTime and check in, see how things are going. They also have my phone number and can text me any questions they have like anytime throughout the day, and I'll respond to them.
So they are getting programming from you. Correct. More than just 1 hour a week.
Yeah, definitely. So most people, like I write them five to six days a week worth of training. So depending on how many rest days they want to take, like I said, your schedule. So a lot of people will take like 2 rest days a week. So they get 5 days of personalized programming for them to go into the gym and follow.
Yeah. And something else I kind of want to talk about too is, you know, we just kind of talk about the programming aspect, which, you know, when you, back in the day when you had a personal trainer, you'd go in, you didn't know what the workout would be. They'd kind of put you through a warm up and then the workout and then maybe even a cool down and then you're out of there, right? But then you still have to fend for yourself the rest of the time.
Right.
What's nice about the individualized programming, like you said, is you're getting the programming for 5 days a week, but the other thing you're getting is the coaching aspect, right? So when you have the coaching aspect back in the day as a personal trainer, it was that 1 hour a week.
Right.
Right. You're not talking to that person, that coach or that personal trainer whenever you want, or could send them messages or ask them questions about other workouts, or, hey, I'm about to go out to eat to dinner tonight. Like, what should I try to avoid? Or right. What should I try and have, you know? So I think that coaching aspect is probably one of the most overlooked aspects of individualized programming. They see programming, but they don't realize that comes with coaching as right. Well. So talk a little bit about like, what does individualized coaching look like?
Yeah. So people like historically need accountability. Very few people are very self internally driven and can be like, all right, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. every day. I'm going to go work out. That motivation tends to drop off pretty quickly, as you know, as everyone knows, you know, starting the new year with your resolutions, 2 weeks in, you're gone. So I think a lot of people like the individualized coaching because they have someone to check in on them, and say, hey, like, good job on that workout, or change this up next time, or hey, why didn't you do any of your workouts today? What's going on?
I think that's huge too. Yeah. Like just calling them out and saying, hey, you haven't logged workouts for 3 days. Is everything all right?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Where you been? Yeah. So even if they're just like sick or something, they could be like, yeah, I'm just sick. Thanks for checking in. Like that feels good.
Yeah.
To have that check in, that, like you said, accountability, even though they're not like with you or necessarily paying you for that 1 hour.
Right. And we can change things on the fly too. So as long as they give me a little bit of a heads up, I can usually change their programming like that day. So under 24 hour turnover, say someone's like, oh, I have a last minute trip. I have to go out of town for business. Can you give me a couple hotel workouts or running workouts, or,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to my family's for the holiday. I need something I can do in their driveway. And, so I can like delete what I already had programmed for that day and plug them in something quick and easy that they can do on the road. So they feel like they're still, you know, training and, can use me that way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And so, you know, the coaching aspect, like we kind of talked about before, is I think one of the most underutilized things, because especially like when CrossFit, when kind of functional fitness made its rise, you know, a lot of people baffled their eyes at how much it costs, you know, to have a CrossFit membership. But what they're really paying for is, yes, they're getting the workouts, and yes, they don't have to think about it, but they have the coach there, right, to help them with their form, with warm-ups, with situating everything to give them the best possible workout that day, even though the programming isn't made for them or necessarily what they need, right? Or what they want to get towards their goal specifically. But it's still a good workout, but you're having that coach there. And that's why that price was more expensive.
Right. And I think, like you said, a lot of people were like, oh, I'm not paying $120+ a month to join a CrossFit gym. I pay $10 a month at Planet Fitness. But have you gotten any fitter? Have you lost a pound? Have you gotten any stronger in the year you've been going to Planet Fitness? And I mean, not to throw my mom under the bus, but it took me like 1-2 years to convince her to join our CrossFit gym. And finally, I was like, Mom, when you go to the gym, do you know what you're doing? Do you do the same like machines every day? And do you skip the gym frequently? Because you're just like, oh, you know, I only pay $20 a month. It's not a big deal if I don't go.
Mm-hmm.
So finally got her in the door of the CrossFit gym. She loved it because, one, you didn't have to think about your workout. It was already there for you. You have a coach watching you, make sure you're going to be safe. You have the community aspect holding you accountable. And you have the kind of higher dollar price that you think, you know, you value it more. You're going to do it because you're paying for it.
For sure. Yeah.
So I think that's what has kept people in CrossFit gyms, because they notice results and they like the community aspect of it, and it's worth the money.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And, you know, I think it's kind of great. And I want to circle back around to something else too, that we didn't really mention before, but you used your mom for an example, right? And I think a lot of times, like for you, like you said, she would never be the person to do that unless you kind of pushed her into it. Right. And I think a lot of people always kind of question, well, who would need a personal trainer, or who would need an individualized program or coach? Like for you, example, who, if somebody asked you that, like who needs to have this, what would you say?
I think anyone could benefit from it as long as they're willing to kind of put that extra effort into doing their own training. Also, you got to think about like if your gym has open gym hours and even allows that, because I know a lot of gyms are strict and are like, no, you can only do our classes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anyone, I think all of us have individual design athletes who are not competitive CrossFit athletes, or say, hey, I just want to get better at gymnastics, or I want to get better at running, or I work out in my garage and I need someone to program low equipment workouts for me. So we've had all kinds of the spectrum people work to work with.
Yeah, I think that's good too. It's like if you look back in a regular gym day, you know, which a lot of our listeners might still go to a regular gym, which is totally fine. And there still might be personal trainers out there too, which I think is great. You don't see them training NFL athletes. You don't see them in a regular 24-hour fitness personal training.
Yeah.
The fittest person there, right? Who are they training? They're training the average person that just wants more accountability, more attention. They want to get to their result faster, right? Which is what individualized coaching and programming provides.
Right.
So it's not just for, like you said, the person who's looking to be competitive in the functional fitness realm or looking to be competitive in a Spartan race, but it is for anybody who wants those things, right? You want to get to your goal faster. You want to make it seem like what you're doing is worthwhile or it's getting to your goal faster. And like you said, you want to be able to be the most efficient with your time, your money, your energy.
Yeah. And I think one thing that I've learned that once I started working in the medical field is just like how clueless people are when it comes to like health and fitness. Like I grew up playing sports. I grew up doing some type of activity, not necessarily structured exercise all the time, but like I knew what a plank was and I knew what a push-up was. And it's like now that I'm a physical therapist and I'm like, all right, let's do a plank. And they have no clue what I'm talking about. And I'm just, it baffles me. So I've kind of learned that a lot of people out there could benefit from, like you said, personal trainer, but we're a better price point than a personal trainer. And, you know, time is money, so.
It is, you know, and it's like just kind of circling back around to that price, like excuse or reason that people a lot of times don't pick up personal trainers or might be questioning like individualized programming. But it's like, if you think about that individualized aspect, right? A personal trainer, what'd you say was, yeah, $240 a month?
Yeah.
For four hours, visits. For four one-on-one visits, you can get individualized programming and coaching where you're having that accountability, you're having 5 days a week of workouts and all that stuff for $150 a month. That's really good.
Yeah.
Right? Really good for the price. You do it whenever you want. You don't have to necessarily come meet that person at 5 a.m.
Right. It's time efficient. Works with your schedule. So I think.
Yep. And you don't have to be a huge athlete to do it either. No. You could just go in and have regular goals. You just want to do it faster.
Yeah. You like meeting goals. I mean, everyone loves PRing and doing better. So it kind of helps you continue to meet goals and kind of lights the fire, keeps the fire going with your workouts because it's so easy to kind of jump off the train or fall off the wagon or whatever you want to say of just getting in a rut.
Yeah. So let's do this. I want you to kind of give some examples of, let's say, two of your individualized clients, what their kind of backgrounds look like, and then how you program for them based on their needs, you know, because everybody's going to be a little bit different. That's why it's individualized.
Yeah. So one of my clients started on with me last August, and she just wanted to get better at CrossFit all around. She had been doing CrossFit for a while and, you know, loves it, but feels like her Olympic lifts aren't getting any better and her gymnastics aren't getting any better. So she just wanted that extra push on top of like attending the gym because she felt like she could get better and she wanted to get better and she just had like certain goals. So she's been working with me since August, like I said, and I think she's PR'd almost every lift that, like Olympic lift and power lifts so far. And so kind of when I started working with her, I dialed her intensity down and had her doing less Metcons and focusing on strength and strict gymnastics because those were her goals, yet she wasn't working on them,
working,
you know?
Towards them, yeah.
And I think a lot of people are guilty of that. Like, I mean, how many people in your gym can't do a pull-up, but are they ever working on pull-ups? Yeah. No, they're doing banded pull-ups for 5 years during workouts and not necessarily getting any stronger because they don't take the time to work on them or don't know how to progress that.
Or their gym isn't suited to necessarily give that one person improved pull-ups, right? Because they're thinking about 300 people at a time and a 60-minute class where you might have 20 other people working out. Like, you're not going to get the most individualized programming.
Yeah. And CrossFit programs in general, like at your gym or if you follow Comp Train online or something, or they're going to be good, well-rounded workouts to follow. They're going to make you, you know, fit. But if you have specific goals, they're not necessarily going to improve those. Like, you could really need to improve your deadlift weight, but follow a program that never deadlifts. So you're not going to get any better at deadlifting.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, GPP type of program. Like, it's a good program, but not specific towards your goals. Good. And then how about like somebody else that you have to, like another individual athlete? Like, what I kind of want to show is like the comparison between like that athlete that you just described and let's say another one, or that person that you individualize programming coach for and another person.
Okay. So my other individual athlete qualified for the next round of like the CrossFit Games, like the online qualifier for the Masters division. And he kind of hopped on board November, December-ish, and the qualifiers in March. So much shorter training period to get him ready for like what he needed to do. So we didn't really go through that extended like strength cycle like I had my first client. I was just like, all right, let's hit the ground running. Let's kind of see where your technique's at and what you need to do to get better for the qualifier. So doing lots of gymnastics, lots of Metcons, a lot of aerobic conditioning to build his capacity, because that is what like the open is Metcons.
His goal is the age group online qualifier, and that's what it's going to be testing.
Yeah. Yeah, so the kind of slightly different goals, both of them like, you know, local competitions and just want to be better well-rounded, but kind of different time frames of working with me. And then one of my other clients was just like a mom who wanted to work out in her garage for like 20 to 30 minutes a day, 3 days a week before like she had to wake her kids up and be a mom. So completely different look at her training, but it's like equally as fun as important to train, to program for all of those people.
Yeah, which I think is really good. And I kind of want to lead that into, you know, you talked about before, obviously, you start off with like a consultation just to get to know these people, what their goals are, all those kind of metrics that help you develop a program. And how, after that, once that initial consultation is done, how do you provide programming to them? Like, how does the individualized client get programming and coaching?
Okay, so we use an app called True Coach, and you download it to your phone and you make an account, basically super user friendly. You pull it up and it'll say Monday, here's your workouts, like A, B, and C, and there's videos attached to everything that we have videos for. So if you're like, I don't remember what a Turkish get up is, you can click on the word Turkish get up and it's going to show you a video. So it's super helpful that way, because a lot of people don't remember what certain movements are, or just want to see, like, especially for like the gymnastics things, or, you know.
Yeah, if you're trying to do a really specific drill to help, like, for example, I know this guy you're talking about right now, one of your clients, is like trying to get better at like ring muscle ups. And there might be some set little drill that you want him to do that's not just a full-on ring muscle-up.
Right.
But you can find that video or upload our own video and, like, be able to give it to him that way, which is really nice.
Videos are super helpful because it's really hard to type and, like, be like, okay, sit on the ground and be this many inches from the rings. And it's just a lot easier just to be like, here, watch this video.
Yeah. And that's kind of, like I said, that's the benefit of working with an online coach without necessarily paying for the price of having them there in person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, can still get around that demo-ish, that explanation of it.
Right. And you can also upload your own videos to it during your workout. So if I have you maxing out on a clean and jerk, you can upload your max lift and I can look at it and, you know, critique it or just, you know, watch you PR. So it's pretty cool.
Or watch you PR. That's happened too a lot. So yeah. And I think that's really good too, because, you know, what we want when we created this individualized one-on-one programming and coaching is not the aspect where they pay us for programming, we just give them programming, right? Because that's very 2D. We wanted to make it 3D. We wanted to create this athlete coach feedback loop. And so that's one of the reasons why we use True Coaches, because how awesome is it for, let's say, you to program for your client, like you said, a clean and jerk. He does the clean and jerk, he records it, sends it to you. You can now make feedback and say, hey, your hips are rising too fast on your pull, be a little bit more patient. Like, you can give these cues, these feedbacks, either through a video back to him or through text back to him, and then he can look at that, say, oh, okay, awesome, those are great responses, those are great cues, I'm going to do that next time. Awesome, next Monday, let's say you program a clean and jerk again, he can focus on those things, take a video, send it, you can say, hey, you did better about the hips, now let's focus on this, right? And so now this relationship becomes 3D, where it goes from the athlete, it goes from the coach creating the program to the athlete. Athlete can give feedback to the coach, and then it just goes in this circular motion where you're constantly working in an upward spiral. You're not just kind of sitting, spinning in the same spot, which I think is super beneficial, obviously, for anybody who is spending money on fitness and programming and they want to get better faster. Like, there's no better way than to have that coach, you know, and coaches need coaches.
Yeah.
So, sure. Yeah, I think that's really good. So we talked about who it's for. Obviously, it's for anybody and everybody. You don't have to have a specific, like, I'm going to compete goal. Like you said, you had a home gym mom that just wants to get back into shape after having a baby. What it is, right? Obviously, there's so many metrics that we kind of take into account when we're trying to put together a program. And obviously, it's going to change, right? That's why we have coaching. That's why we have the consultations, so that way you can coach and tweak and give feedback and all that other stuff. And then obviously, we deliver it through True Coach, which is the best individualized platform out there, I think. I think from the coach's standpoint, from an athlete standpoint, we've both been on the side of both of those. So I think that definitely is the way to go. So what else do you want to leave the listeners with before we start wrapping this podcast up?
I don't know. I have fun doing it. I like programming for people. I think it like is a learning experience for both like the coach and the athlete, because like I said, I grew up exercise science background into PT school. Knew a lot about exercise, but having to actually like put it down on paper and make it work, I think is the challenge. And that's why so many people don't see results in the gym, just because, I mean, it is a science, and, just kind of allowing a person that is studied in that science to help you is better and faster in the long run than you just like aimlessly going in blind.
Yep. It's like you're shooting an arrow, but you don't see the target.
Right.
Right? Or you're shooting the arrow in the dark. You don't actually see how it makes contact with the target or whatnot. So, sure. Yeah, I think that's true. Well, where can people reach out to you if they have questions about individual design, or they want you to be their individual design coach, or they have an injury and that's kind of, you know, or they're coming back from an injury. Yeah. Obviously, you're a PT. So, like, how can people get in touch with you and have them coach them around that stuff?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at @faith_farley. Reach out to me. I'll do my best to get back to you in a timely fashion, answer any questions. You can also reach out on the Process Fit website and request to work with me specifically.
Yep. So if you guys are interested in individual design or one-on-one programming coaching, go to our website, like she said, theprocess.fit. And under individualized design, individualized programming right there, that tab, you can actually have a drop down of which coach you want to select from our range of coaches. And so you can click Faith's name, be able to work with her right there, and then she'll be reaching out to you guys for that initial consultation. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk about this. As always, guys, if you have any questions about individualized programming, coaching, what it might be, if it's for you, all that stuff, just feel free to give us a shout. We don't mind jumping on a quick call, just a free quick call, just to be able to talk to you guys about this stuff. So, without further ado, keep trusting the process.